Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
I didn't know that I would survive that song, but I did. That was Scandalous, Me, Myself, and I. Before that, Four Non Blondes, What's Up? This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way.
Come on, Dave. These high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
Speaking of high heels, Jade.
Yes.
Do you have any idea how many billions of shoes are on sale every minute on eBay?
No, because funnily enough, I don't really look for high heels.
Oh, you know, I could have told everyone that, but still. The point of this week's exercise was to get me to start, you know, becoming more familiar with the internet, you know, taking my familiarity with the internet on a whole new level, if you will, Jade, because I don't shop online at all. I have this fear of just my credit card details going out because, you know, my parents are absolutely freaking out about stuff like that. My mum's only just discovered email, like, I don't know, last year or something like that. And now she knows how to YouTube. It is a very big deal. She doesn't post stuff on YouTube, mind you. She's not up to that stage yet. She can view clips on YouTube and she knows how to send the YouTube URLs to her friends so they can watch it too.
Ah.
And she knows how to embed. So it's a big technological step up in my family. So I thought, I need to up the ante. I can't have my mum surpassing me.
Yeah, she can't be catching up to you.
She can't catch up to me on the cyber highway. No way, Jose. So I need to step it up a notch and start online shopping. Now, a lot of my friends do it, and they do it so much that it's just like heading down to Coles and, I don't know, buying cheese.
Well, there's Coles online now.
There's Coles online now, you see. So I need to sort of get into this online shopping thing. So the first step I got into to sort of prepare myself for this was to get a debit card. You know, normally people have credit cards, but because I absolutely don't trust myself with a credit card, I thought I'll have a debit card, which is pretty much the poor man's version. Instead of having, instead of spending money you don't have, you're actually spending money from your savings account.
Yeah.
So it sort of acts like a credit card to the naked eye, but it really is a debit card.
Yeah, you get like the satisfaction of pressing credit, but it's actually your money.
Yeah, it's really your money. So, I mean, I like the idea of, you know, not spending money I don't have. So it keeps me in the black or the red or whichever it is that accountants keep telling me that it's good.
Black.
Black. Keeps me in the black, y'all. So I thought learning to online shop would be the next possible stage. And I had to overcome this fear of security, fear of all this kind of crap that my, you know, all my bank account, you know, all the money in my bank account will be siphoned off to like Macedonia or like South Africa somewhere. I just got to overcome that. So I thought I'd prepare a very quick checklist on how one gets started on online shopping. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, if you are beginning to online shop, make sure you are dealing with a safe, incredible and secure website. Naturally, sites like eBay, Amazon, etc., etc. And, you know, I ease myself into shopping online by, you know, buying tracks off iTunes first.
Yes.
It's less of a sort of daunting transaction because you're only paying $1.60 for one song. You don't feel like you're, you know, it's really siphoning out of your account.
Yeah.
And besides, I ease my way into it by going to the petrol station. Every time I'm there, I'm going, oh, that's a $20 iTunes card. Let's buy that. And I'll scratch off the back and then I'll just key in the codes and then I'll just shop like it's prepaid.
Yeah.
So that sort of eased me into shopping online. I started off with iTunes. So if you're a bit scared of shopping online, maybe you should ease your way in accordingly as well.
Yes.
Point number two, choose, you know, let's say eBay. Okay, we'll start with eBay. Choose a site like eBay and then create an account. It seriously takes no time to create an account. It probably take you longer to pick a valid username, seeing as there's billions and billions of users out there.
Yeah.
So picking a unique username would probably take, I don't know, half an hour. It took me half an hour.
And something that you're happy with because it's you've got it forever.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. It's like Neopets in year 7. You know, you spend like half an hour picking the perfect username and then your pets die a week after and you start another one. So I'm not cruel to animals, no. So I came up with a perfect username, Jade. It's called I Don't Shop Online 08. Kind of ironic, kind of postmodern. I like it.
And
I like
you
it
couldn't have I Don't Have... I don't shop online, that's it, that you had to go with 08.
I had to go with a numeric figure, that's right. So I waited for my email notification, which pretty much took a snap of a finger.
Yeah.
So before you know it, I was in. I've created my eBay account, I'm in. So now here comes the fun part, ladies and gentlemen. Who likes shopping as much as I do? I love shopping. I love the fact that I can window shop. I'm one of those guys that have immense self-control that I could window shop for a whole day and not buy a thing other than food. I lose control at food.
You have to hit the food court.
I have to. I lose control. I just have to eat. But clothes is different. I can control myself in that sense. So I enjoyed window shopping on eBay first. It's sort of sniffing around before you sort of dive in, catching a, you know, a whiff of what's being served on eBay. So I typed in the search engine. I know you're going to laugh at me when I tell you this, but this is the honest truth. And I've been wanting this for a very long time. So naturally, when I'm emancipated on eBay, I'm going to find this product. I typed in Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella.
Yeah.
Do you even know what that is?
No.
It's the movie. It's a Disney live action movie starring Brandy as Cinderella. It was a musical. It was on Disney Channel a couple of times.
Okay.
All right, you've never seen it, clearly.
No.
It stars Brandy, Whitney Houston, and it's on Disney Channel, but it's actually not released in Australia.
I forgot Brandy existed after her, you know, first single, you know.
Okay, fair enough. I'll try not to take that to heart, Jade. But so I typed in that DVD. I'm like, oh, my God, there are 12 copies available, but they're all from America. So, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the part where we sift out what do you actually pick and how do you make a bid and all that kind of stuff? So tips on buying with confidence, I thought I should share. This is based from a very credible source called Fact, who helps, you know, people sort out anti-piracy and all that. So you don't buy pirated DVDs. They offered the following tips. First of all, know what you're buying. Carefully read the details, like the profile details, you know, check the clothing measurements and all that, you know. I know of someone who was shopping on eBay recently and they just didn't measure themselves up properly and they ended up with an article of clothing that wasn't quite right. So, yeah.
Yeah. I imagine that's the most difficult thing of online about online shopping, because I know with me, like, I might take one size in a certain type of clothing, but then in a certain, you know, but then another brand, I wear a different size. It's
hard enough shopping within Australia in the right size, let alone you're talking clothes from the UK, Korea, Japan, the US, you know. So clothing measurements, utterly ridiculous. I mean, I made my boyfriend measure himself. No, not in that way. Don't give me that look. We're talking sleeves or a jacket here. well, we're talking about Brandy and a DVD. Something else I should note as well. DVD regions. If you are buying a DVD from America, which I was, it's a region 1 DVD. And you can't play that here in Australia.
I know how you can do that, Dave.
Okay, maybe you want to share with me off air because it's kind of wrong.
Okay.
But there are ways apparently that you can crack the DVD code.
Well, these days they're making most DVD players region free. So if you walked into any electronic store and said, I want a region free DVD player, they'd either be able to tell you how to make your DVD player a region free one or say this one plays everything.
See? And also talking to your friends about online shopping helps because everyone has their own little tips. Another thing you need to factor in when you're buying a product will be factoring the delivery cost to your price. Always do that because you never know. You could be buying something from Korea, so find out where it's from. You know, they always convert it to Aussie dollars for you in the price, but you need to factor in the delivery cost. And obviously note how long it will take. Make sure you always complete your transaction out in the open on eBay. Don't do any private transactions behind it because eBay can't protect your ass if you lose anything. Okay, keep it all white in the open. Payment. Never pay for anything you buy on eBay via cash wire transfer through Western Union or MoneyGram. It's not safe, especially with randoms that you don't know. Don't do it. Always stick to PayPal. Obviously, there are lots of services that helps you, you know, sort of make safer payments. But I believe in PayPal, and a lot of my friends have recommended it to me. It's sort of like a service that enables you to pay without the seller ever seeing your account or your credit card numbers. So it's very good. It's sort of like a middleman. And another thing, one final thing I wanted to share as well with shopping online, try to know your seller. It is not like Manhunt. There is no picture profile, you know, with like interest or star sign or whatever. You don't really get to know them
and
on that.
And once you start to get to know them, the naked pictures don't come out.
You know, it's not like Manhunt where you get all personal like that. But try to know your seller. Research their profile. It'll make you feel a lot better, first of all, Jade. And check the feedback rating was something my friends always tell me. It's like, don't just buy from anyone. Buy from someone with a good feedback rating. As in, you know, once you purchase a product from someone, make sure that other people have found satisfaction in this person's product. That, oh, you know, the delivery was really fast. Oh, I really enjoyed the product. It was actually what it advertised. These are really good comments to look out for in your in the seller. Also check how many transactions they've completed. You don't want some newbie who knows nothing like myself. You know, I'll probably put up like my, you know, Victoria Beckham CD on sale next week and no one would buy from me. But maybe it's not the problem. Really? Yeah, maybe.
What I find quite interesting is the things that you can actually sell on these websites. I know that I had a friend who went to, you know, the Christmas carols?
Yeah.
At the end of the year, carols by candlelight. And he was in the audience and a streamer was thrown out into the crowd by Guy Sebastian. Oh, and it didn't it didn't open or whatever. But it was only touched by Guy Sebastian. The only thing he had as proof that it was touched by Guy Sebastian was a ticket that he'd, you know, a proof of a ticket that he'd actually been at carols by candlelight. That was basically it. And he sold that on eBay.
How much did he get for
that? He got like $15.
Who the hell would bid on it? Oh, people are stupid. Maybe my Posh Spice CD would gather a bit more money, but you never know. They might not buy it, not only because I don't have enough transactions completed, but maybe it's because it's just posh. Mm-hmm. But try to check the return policy, of course, of the individual seller. So, yeah, I'm really getting into it, Jade.
I can tell
in a couple of weeks' time, my bedroom will be filling up with lots of stuff that I don't really need. You know, suddenly there's that wall mount of Victoria Beckham's first album.
Well, now you can open up your own shop too. And so then you could
sell off the stuff
that you don't want to need.
See them back on eBay the next week.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is a vicious cycle, I've been told. But hopefully there is, I won't fall too deep into it, Jade.
Well, good luck, Dave.
Thank you. Obviously enjoyed shoe swapping into online shopping this week. Coming up next in two songs' time, we shall hear Jade play interior decorator, giving Queer Eye a run for their money.
I promise it'll be interesting.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.